Elon Musk's attorney grills OpenAI president Greg Brockman over $30 billion stake in AI charity. By Lucas Nolan on May 6, 2026. Lawyers representing Elon Musk questioned OpenAI president Greg Brockman about his massive $30 billion fortune gained from the supposed charity during testimony in the ongoing trial between Musk and OpenAI kingpin Sam Altman. The New York Times reports that the ongoing federal trial between Elon Musk and AI giant OpenAI entered its second week with intense scrutiny of OpenAI's leadership and their financial motivations. Greg Brockman, who serves as both president and co-founder of OpenAI, spent most of his time on the witness stand defending himself against allegations that his work in AI has been driven primarily by financial gain rather than humanitarian goals. Stephen Molo, serving as Musk's lead attorney, presented evidence showing that despite never having invested his own money into OpenAI, Brockman now holds a stake in the company valued at approximately $30 billion. Molo directly challenged Brockman on this point, asking whether he believed OpenAI had maintained moral integrity while allowing him to accumulate such incredible wealth. The trial stems from Musk's lawsuit claiming that Sam Altman, OpenAI's chief executive, along with other company leaders including Brockman and Microsoft, violated OpenAI's original founding agreement. According to Musk's legal team, the defendants prioritized commercial success and profit over the organization's initial commitment to develop safe AI technology for the benefit of humanity. The question of OpenAI's true motivations has emerged as a central theme in the case. The trial is examining whether the company's evolution from its founding principles represents a breach of contract, with particular focus on the financial rewards that have accrued to its leadership. Just 2 days before the trial commenced, Musk attempted to reach a settlement with Brockman through text message communication. When Brockman proposed that both parties dismiss their respective claims against each other, Musk responded with a threatening message that targeted both Brockman and Altman personally. According to court documents filed in the trial, Musk wrote to Brockman, "By the end of this week, you and Sam will be the most hated men in America. If you insist, so it will be." This exchange has been entered as evidence in the proceedings. As the second week of testimony began at the federal courthouse in Oakland, California, it remained uncertain whether public opinion of Altman and Brockman had been significantly affected by the trial proceedings. However, the legal team representing Musk has made clear their strategy of questioning the credibility and motivations of OpenAI's leadership. The case has attracted widespread attention as a blockbuster trial involving one of the world's most prominent entrepreneurs and one of the leading companies in artificial intelligence development. The outcome could have significant implications for how AI companies structure their operations and balance profit motives with stated humanitarian missions. As tech tycoons battle it out in court, it is more important than ever for conservatives to control how AI is used by their loved ones, organizations, and the country at large. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at the New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.